You know what? You just made the list! The list! The list! You just made the list! The list! The list! The list! The list! The list! The list!
And welcome everybody back to the Old Man Way Show. If you're wondering why the intro was different, I called an audible. Did you agree with the audible? And since we're talking about lists, I just figured why not let them know that they made the list. And considering Diddy's list that will be coming up shortly, I figured it was appropriate. So, welcome everybody back to the Old Man Wade Show. As I said earlier, I'm your host, Old Man Wade. To my left, I got my bestest buddy. I've known him longer than I know most people. For some reason, he hasn't kicked me to the curb yet. Diddy.
That's my name.
Directly in front of me, I got my, at this point, my co-host,
Superboy Bobby. What's up?
And the man of the hour, the Tower of Power, or if you want to call him, you can call him MWG for Metaworld Greg. You can call him SW for the Stripper Whisperer. otherwise, I got a good one for him. Just call him Greg. Just Greg.
Hey guys.
Just
and ladies. I always forget this hey ladies
hey
part.
Hey ladies.
Hey ladies. Shout out to Miss Lady. Never forget. but yeah, so how's everyone doing today?
I was fine. I feel exactly the same way when you asked me that about an hour ago. Nothing's changed.
You're just gonna fuck with the soup, aren't you, man?
Well, you know, just completely fuck with the soup.
They don't know it wasn't a week later.
You're not gonna give me a spoon?
Huh?
I can't taste the soup. There's no spoon.
Try the soup.
Aha!
So, the last episode we discussed our favorite females out. And if we had to rate the list, I think Greg's winning right now.
Yeah, that's a pretty good list.
This is a competition?
Like, is it a competition?
I would approach this a little bit differently if I knew that.
Everything's a competition.
Yeah, straight up and down, like that's just how it goes. Or we just judge my number ones, like, but I'm pretty sure my number one wins.
Yeah, so far, I mean, I can't argue that.
If you missed the last episode, Greg, who was your number one?
My number one?
Yeah, on your list.
My number one.
Personally, I'm going to go with Tiana. On my list.
Yeah, Tiana.
Tiana Taylor.
Tiana Taylor. I'm Selma Hayek. But, Greg, you actually mentioned that you had a few that you actually... Because they mentioned it on the podcast that they did. And I said a couple of people I missed was Jessica Alba and Nia Long with, like, the hottest women over 40 or, like, you know, like, in their prime. It was Nia Long and Jessica Alba I missed. And, Greg, you said you missed somebody, too.
Portia Williams.
Mm. So get your Googles out, and Diddy brought up
a couple. Huh? I know Portia Williams.
Oh, not you, but I was saying you also brought up that we didn't bring up Bria Miles.
Yeah, she, I thought about her, and then I was like, No. She's amazing, don't get me wrong, but like I said, I was trying to, not include so many Instagram famous women.
Is that what she is?
Instagram famous?
Yeah. For the most part, she video vixen, but she doesn't really do that anymore. She's mainly on Instagram.
I wasn't sure like what her like actual thing was.
I always thought of her as just like a model.
Yeah. Was she Freak League?
I don't know. I didn't watch enough videos growing up.
So. You didn't watch Freak League?
I don't remember Freak League.
You watched Tip Drill though.
Of course. She wasn't in that.
She wasn't, I'm just saying. Like, we've all seen Tip Drill. You know, I just saw Big Pepper.
Tip Drill changed my life. That video definitely changed my life.
You saw it sliding your ATM card down chicks' ass?
All the time. That's how I pay for everything. Gas. Breakfast. A lot of sexual harassment lawsuits.
I was going to say, how did Bianca feel when you was paying for that autograph? Was she okay with you sliding that credit card down her ass?
I complimented her tie.
Fair enough.
Which tie?
Her bow tie.
So far we got
Tiana Taylor
and Selma Hayek. So did you want to go next or Javi you want to go next?
I'll go next.
So I charged Javi, Super Woke Javi, excuse me, gotta get his government name out there, Super Woke Javi, with the most attractive women right now. popular within the last, I said, what, 15, 17 years? Something like,
somewhere even more recent than that. More recent. This might be a couple that are kind of like in the decade range.
But, so, yeah, within the last 10 years.
And, you know, so I kind of look, I took a more modern approach to it since, you know, I'm looking at more current people. And, you know, I felt like I had my ethical compass since me being super woke and everything was going in circles for this. So I enlisted a female friend of mine to help me construct this list. My homegirl, Rhea. Thank you.
Shout out.
So for me, I'm looking at not just beauty, you know, and definitely not just traditional beauty, but like bosses. Yeah. People that are like killing the game right now in many ways, right? So, and this is in no particular order except for my number one. I'm going to save that for the end. I'm going to go with Issa Rae.
Yeah, man. Funny, attractive, really sweet.
Has that HBO money. Right? She created a guy that's both trash and lovable at the same time, Lawrence.
That's it.
Team Lawrence.
I am Team Lawrence.
She wrote a book first, didn't she?
No, I think she did a web series on YouTube.
Is that what it was?
And then turned it into the show we know now is Insecure.
Okay. She kind of pioneered like the whole modern like natural hair thing as well.
Tessa Thompson. What's her name from Atlanta?
Oh, that's she has a strange name. What's her name?
It's like I don't know if you guys watch Atlanta.
With Childish Gambino?
Yeah.
That's a very good show.
It's a great show.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, I gotta move on before we talk about her. Yeah, thanks a lot, Diddy. Her name is Sazzy Beats. Like, she's beautiful. And it doesn't like hurt her cause either that she's playing Domino and Deadpool.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
I said we were recording.
Check mic 1, 2. Are we recording?
I'll edit it.
Alright, cool. Alright.
You were distracted by the beauty.
Alright, so number two, again, not in order, would be Jessica Williams. I don't know if you guys know who she is.
I know the name.
She's from The Daily Show. She has a new show on Netflix called The Incredible Jessica James. She's very bright. She's young. I think that she's going to make ripples in the game. On The Daily Show, she did a lot of witty political commentary.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's very beautiful.
Is that the show on Netflix that where she was trying to get over her ex-boyfriend who's in Atlanta?
No.
You know what I'm talking
about? She's kind of a good... You ever seen The Incredible Kimmy Schmidt?
Mm-hmm. No.
She's kind of like the black version of that.
Mm. Okay.
And I gotta give it to her because, like, in order to be on a Daily Show, you have to be talented. You just can't be any random person.
And she was that young. I think she was like...
That is her. The show that I'm talking about on Netflix. The chick trying to get over her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. she meets some like random people.
Yeah, she's a very beautiful woman. I wanted to see that. Actually, look, really big reminder. I'll actually watch it. I just probably watch it tonight.
She actually started on a Daily Show. I know I'm gonna get this wrong, but she was like 19 or 20. She was really young. One of the youngest cast members ever. Again, a beast. Watch out for her. Number two is going to be...
Number three, sorry.
It's going to be Ava DuVernay. I can't even say her name. Ava DuVernay. She's a writer, producer, director. She did Selma. And she also did 13 on Netflix. She's also a beautiful lady.
Mm-hmm. She looks like Zoe Kravitz and Jemele Hill had a baby.
She's my cougar.
She's attractive, man. What else? What else does she do?
That's about she. So she directed an episode of what's that show on broadcast where you got to be a warrior in a suit?
Scandal.
She directed a couple episodes of Scandal. That's about it. Again, she's new to the scene. She just started a few years ago, but she's already making ripples. She's making movies that's changing the conversation.
Black girl magic.
Exactly. She did Selma. She did 13.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes, black girl magic all day. All
right, number four. I hate to say this after black girl magic comment, but Gal Gadot.
Oh, Oh my god!
Yes, yes. A million times, yes.
Now,
5'10" badass Wonder Woman.
She's Wonder. Not only is she Wonder Woman in the movies, she is a veteran of the Israeli Defense Force.
Yeah, there's also that.
God. And not only that, she played Wonder Woman. Half of that filming, she did pregnant.
I didn't know that, really.
Yeah.
This lady, and not only, also, during the filming of Justice League, she had her little purse. She had a personal protest that actually worked. So one of the producers, I guess, he got caught up in Brett Reiner. Yeah. He got caught up in a sexual harassment thing.
She was like, "I'm not gonna do this movie.
No more Wonder Woman if you don't get rid of him." And so, boss move. She gets points for that.
Oh, she gets major points for that.
So. And she's just so bad. Oh my god, she's so bad.
When I was watching Justice League, I texted him. I was like, "God, that was so hot."
Yo, can we take a trip to Israel?
Right, she's stupid beautiful. It makes no sense how beautiful she is.
You know, it's funny because there are very few times that, like, when you, like, you, Greg, get really serious about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It speaks volumes to the way you just described her. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Just, like, realistically, she's, like, that beautiful. Mm-hmm. And she single-handedly made people want to go see Justice League. Because if Wonder Woman wouldn't have been good, I don't think everyone would have been that excited to go see Justice League. Yeah. But because she was so great as Wonder Woman, they're fine. If they tank the Justice League movies, she will still have a Wonder Woman movie.
It was the director, too. Because she knocked out the part as Wonder Woman, but the director made a really, what I thought was a really bad script, very watchable. It made it a really good movie.
And you could tell when I forget the dude's name who was actually in that, you could tell when he put his touches in it, because you're like, oh, this is fucking stupid.
You mean Captain America? DC? Essentially what he was. All right, so I have a couple people on this list, so I'll make it a little speedy here. So,
you can also go Minority Magic.
Minority Magic. Yeah, exactly. She's still a minority. She wins, right? Angela Rye. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Oh, yes. Beautiful, intelligent, well-spoken, opinionated. Like, everything about her is beautiful. Yep. It's strong. Like, she's the epitome of what, like, again, Black Magic. She's the epitome of everything you really want someone to be. You could be, and look, to your point, Greg, being opinionated and being strong without being hooked.
Exactly. I like that.
She's, again, I'm a political junkie. I like to talk about everything you're not supposed to talk about on Thanksgiving. And I feel like I wish I could be stuck in an Uber pool with her for like an hour and just having a conversation. Like, she's, and again, beautiful.
You know, Schultz.
Schultz
has like an obsession with her, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think the reason he shit on her as much on the last episode was because, like, she must have turned him down. Because he seems like a dude who had his heart broken.
How's her podcast?
I don't listen to it.
I have every episode downloaded on my phone.
I listen to it sparingly. I think it really all depends on, if I catch her on CNN, I'll watch. If I catch her, like, if I catch her on television in general, I'll watch. Mm-hmm. If I see something that she's like posted, or if I see something like that she's written, I'll read it and I'll watch it. But in terms of her podcast, it's just I'd rather see her debate someone than just have her spouting her opinion. Okay. I don't know if that makes sense to anyone. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? So I
like
prefer
back and forth.
Huh?
You like the back and forth?
You like the back.
I see what you did. I see you working for him.
We're getting a window into old man's kinks over here.
Have you guys not noticed what I'm married?
All right. So next I have, and I, you know, the geeks in the room should appreciate this one.
Hold on, see if I can figure it out. The geeks in the room should figure it out.
Or appreciate
Olivia
it.
Olivia Munn?
Olivia friggin' Munn. Olivia friggin'. Yo.
Oh, man.
I love this lady. Hold on a second. Let me pop up some images here.
Psylocke.
Yeah. Not only is she Psylocke. I actually
took time to learn how to use a sword.
Yeah,
play that role.
There's videos of her on YouTube, her kicking train, ass with that sword.
Yeah,
right?
Trains actually. Yeah. She takes her dorkdom very seriously.
She might know more about comic books than we do. Which is crazy.
Is she better than Lupe Fiasco?
Oh god. The sword. Oh my god. I could only take small, very small pieces of time when it comes to Lupe Fiasco. Really? Like he annoys the hell out of me.
Well, like, we can talk about that off air. Okay, sorry. But like Olivia Munn, what was it? Attack of the Geek? Was that the name?
Attack of the Show.
Attack of the Show.
Yeah, that's
like Andrew Strata, mm-hmm. Then her whole cosplay is Chun-Li, which was amazing.
Was she on IGN?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, that's
G4 TV, IGN. She was on The Newsroom.
She was again. Also on Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, many years. Huh? For many years.
But like, yeah, like she's
that's bad. Why she's not number one on my list.
She's bad.
That shows lack of judgment.
And I percentage wise, he knows how to pass in the pocket.
I see what you did there.
But no, she's great though, man. Like everything, like she's like you said, she's a nerd's yeah. dream, man. Yeah. Like she's
super smart. Like
yeah.
I can't think other than the Aaron Rodgers thing, I can't really.
You know,
we got a guy in here wearing a Green Bay shirt, New England.
Two Green Bay shirts.
And a jacket. Oh my god, okay. Alright.
Greg, do you have any idea who Aaron Rodgers is?
Aaron Rodgers. Heard the name a bunch of times.
that'll come into play later. So yeah, next on your list.
Alright, next we have Tracee Ellis Ross.
Oh man, Greg, speak on it.
Do you guys need a moment? Do you guys need a moment?
Greg, speak on it.
Just think about it.
Greg, speak on it. You will be on her.
Girlfriends?
Girlfriends.
The dress?
Yeah, man.
But here's the thing. During the girlfriend's days, like, she would have been on the underrated list during those days.
I agree.
Because I remember watching that show and saying, wow, who is this girl with the big eyes and the crazy body? And everybody I would tell, like, yo, she's hot. Oh, her? She's... What is that?
But
nowadays, you know, she's...
Brings up to your point, Greg, about really attractive women who don't necessarily need to be like thick, but just actually have like curves.
I love shapes. Like mm-hmm. I love women with a nice shape. That's it. You can be skinny, bony, friggin' thick, big, whatever. If you have a beautiful shape, I'm on it. you're definitely someone that I advise for.
Just this picture alone, I know you guys can't see.
Oh yeah, that's
it. This is a picture with the blue and red striped.
Yeah. Yeah. Dress. Yeah, man.
Hiked up slightly.
Make sure I have it on my phone, Sam.
Yeah. All right. And then next, we have the Texas darling, Miss Lemonade herself, Beyonce. No, this is slightly controversial. She's a hit or miss for a lot of people. I see the faces here. But you know what? If Beyonce came to you right now and was like, listen, I'm leaving Jigga. Come with me.
I'm assuming this conversation has happened as I'm getting off the 23 at Dudley Station.
Yeah.
She's Dudley Square.
She went to go pick up some soul food at Dudley.
Wait, what?
She's Dudley Square.
Wait, hold on. You're talking about Beyonce?
What?
She's Dudley Square.
Okay, you know what? Let's explain what Dudley Square house is. Because I spent some time in Dudley Square, and you'd be surprised.
I've so seen you some. Why we have this conversation?
I've seen, yeah, but you know what? My interpretation of it might be different from yours.
Did you see the 9/11 video?
No.
You didn't? I want you to watch that video.
He's not gonna watch.
Analyze
it. I'm not
it.
Gonna watch it.
You're not gonna watch.
I'm not gonna watch it. I've been watching Beyonce since she was on fucking Smart Guy as a guest star. Like before Destiny's Child. I'm very aware of who she is and what she looks like. She is very attractive, but she does not rate on any of my lists because I don't think she's that special. She's attractive, yes. Super hot, no.
I can't even look at you.
Listen,
she's a business bitch. She's a business. All right.
Can you look at me now? Ah, dirty tricks, huh?
since this isn't a viewing podcast. It's a listening podcast. Did he pull the wings away?
If I put a piece of a wing in front of my face, I'm sure everybody would be able to... No, she's...
Well, I know. I officially do not trust your judgment any longer.
I didn't say she was ugly. I just said she's not that hot.
Crazy over here, man. I'm going to create an album called Lemonade dedicated to you.
I'm Lemonade.
You would never get that scene from Incredible Kimmy Schmidt if it wasn't for Beyonce.
Yes.
But that wouldn't happen without Beyonce.
True.
So your team, what's her name? Kelly Rowland, right?
I am.
Yeah, that's it. That's solid.
I had to choose between the two of them. I'm probably going Kelly Rowland as well.
I think that's one of the reasons why I take this position, because everybody dick rides Beyonce.
What I think it is too.
And that's a lot of it for me. It's like I'm not gonna do it. She's attractive, but Kelly is harder. She's a better singer too, if you ask me. But what do I know?
I love Kelly's complexion. I love dark skinned women.
Yeah. All right, I just had a moment. Okay.
Shout out to Lupita Nyong'o and Letitia Wright. You brought up dark skinned women. Mm-hmm. And Letitia Wright's fucking fly. I can't wait to see her.
Who's that?
Letitia Wright. She's playing Shuri in Black Panther.
Oh, okay. She's nice.
All right, talking about beautiful dark skinned women. This is a little different for a list like this, but I'm gonna put Michelle Obama.
Not different. She rates
brains, power,
arms,
very ass. Nice arms.
Yeah.
Power, intelligence.
I love how arms keep coming up. This is
hilarious. People don't talk about arms.
Arms are the most underrated body part.
Arms are beautiful.
No, I'm not hating. Nice arms. I did. It's just like, it's funny that it keeps coming.
There's
up.
There's countries that they will stone women for showing their arms.
They can't control themselves.
We live in a beautiful country, guys. Alright.
I was gonna say something really fucked up in my emotions. But you know what the underrated thing about Michelle Obama is, I don't think they realize that she's graduated from Harvard, right? She's a Harvard graduate, if I'm not mistaken.
I gotta look this up. No, not a Harvard. She is a lawyer by training. She upper level school. Let me see here.
She went to a prestigious law school, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like she's not just Barack Obama's wife. She's Michelle Obama. She's not just the first lady. She's Michelle Obama. Mm-hmm. She's got her own power. She's got her own voice. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there are a few women who make the first lady title a thing. Like, the first lady title was a thing because Michelle Obama was always doing something. She had a purpose. You know what I mean? So I think that puts her up another level. And again, on top of that, she's fucking gorgeous.
And to answer your question, she graduated with her bachelor's degree from Princeton University and her law degree from Harvard Law School. So,
Princeton and Harvard.
She got a brain as beautiful as her body. That's wonderful.
There you go.
All right. Now we have Tessa Thompson. I don't know if you guys saw Thor Ragnarok.
Top 5, dead or alive. Tessa Thompson is beautiful.
She was always hot to me, but the image of her being a boozer, oh my god, that just...
Cling, cling.
Oh my god.
She is beautiful. Yes, her skin, her smile, great actress. And again, she played probably my favorite character in Thor Ragnarok.
You know what's funny? Yeah. For all those people mad that a black woman was... Valkyrie, fun fact, she wasn't Brunhilde, so shut the fuck up.
She wasn't what?
She wasn't Brunhilde. Brunhilde is the blonde leader of the Valkyries.
Okay.
She was just a Valkyrie. Mm-hmm.
And I think she was a new character for the movie.
She was.
Get that? She was... There's Asian Asgardians in Marvel.
She's a black Asgardian!
Whatever.
She's extremely attractive.
She was in a couple other movies. I can only remember Creed. Yeah, she was the deaf girl in Creed, and she was. Oh, I need to watch that movie again just for her.
But watching her with the guns,
just with the bottle and.
I love you. You got to finish this bottle. I thought you finished that kind of quick. You know she spoke more in that movie.
Yeah.
It's funny. I think there's one common denominator with those movies being good. That movie being good, and the other two movies being okay. No, Natalie Portman.
Mm. Ugh. Oh, she was not going to be on this list at all.
Oh, she quit the movie, but now wants to be back and play female Thor.
Who?
Natalie Portman.
Did she quit the movie?
Yeah. She wanted no parts of it anymore. Hmm. She was tired of doing the movie.
But if they're going to do the female Thor, it should be her.
No. Yeah. Anybody but her.
Why?
Can't quit and come back.
Well, technically...
She ain't Michael Jordan.
She wouldn't be playing the female Thor. She'd be playing the girl that turns into the female Thor.
Yeah, you can have Ronda Rousey play the female Thor.
Exactly.
She's tall enough, stature, so it works.
In the arms.
Mm-hmm. Arms.
Is that the name of this episode?
I'm gonna have to scrub my Google history for a search of arms. It's gonna happen. All right. So next, we talked about her, and I'm glad she was brought up because I think she needs even more respect than she's getting today. But Tiffany Haddish, can't say more than what was already said before. Super smart.
Funny as hell.
She's one of those brick house.
One of those women, like, I really hope, like, actually gets, like, the respect that she, like, respect in the props, in the opportunities that she's due. Mm-hmm. So, like, that I can't stress that enough, because I think we have a lot of times we get black actors and actresses, and I hate to bring it here, that don't necessarily get their due because they're black. Like, you know, you get on, Get Out is a comedy or a musical, apparently. So I hope that Tiffany Haddish gets, like, the opportunity that she's, like, absolutely warranted. Because, like, her and Girlfriends was amazing. Like, she showed, like...
Girlfriends?
Girlfriend, Girls Night, excuse me. It, like,
Girls Trip?
Girls Trip. Wow, what the fuck is wrong? She's talking about not drinking no noodles. she's one of the women I hope gets her due because she is that good. Mm-hmm. I've said this a couple times about a few women, but it takes a certain type of actor or actress to have a presence.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't have to be the lead character in Girls Trip.
She takes over. Any scene she's in, she steals it.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Because you can have the smallest role in a film, but when you deliver that role, you make them memorable. Like, you deliver these roles, you deliver it. And I think that's a lot of things people don't realize. Like, so, like, everybody in that movie in general, Queen Latifah, Regina Hall, Tiffany Haddish,
yep,
the gamer, and Jada Pinkett, they all had a role to play. And they all played that role well. They delivered all their roles well. And I think that's why that movie was so great. Because they didn't need to be a lead character. Mm-hmm. And granted, Regina Hall was, like, I guess, the main focus of the movie. Okay. She was a narrator, so I would assume she would be, like, the main.
I still haven't seen this
full point of the movie. And even because of that, it was cool to see that, like, Queen Latifah had her really good moments. Tiffany Haddish had great moments. Janet Pinkett had great moments because they all took their role and they made sure that, like, I'm going to deliver this to the best of my ability. And I think the fact that someone like Tiffany Haddish could hold her own and actually stand out with actresses like Queen Latifah, who is amazing. Jada Pinkett, who is amazing. And Regina Hall, who is amazing.
But as we discussed earlier, like, she's been around for a while. She's just getting the recognition I think she deserves. But, yeah, like, she's a veteran in the game.
But even you've seen veterans. Yeah. If you want to take it back to sports, there are, like, veteran athletes who don't shine when the lights are on. Mm-hmm. The lights are on her to keep up with these other three megastars. Mm-hmm. And she was actually, in the things I read, it was like almost seemed like she stole the show. And granted, she had some, like, memorable moments that were written for her. But even if you have a moment written for you, it doesn't necessarily mean that the moment is actually going to be good because you still have to perform.
Yeah.
So, that was it. Sorry. That.
Right. Almost done. All right, so we have...
For the record, when LaBelle's list come out, get your ghouls. Just get your ghouls now.
Because you guys aren't going to know any of these people.
All right, so this one's definitely coming out of left field. But a couple people had her on their list. And you know what? I have her on my list, too. Tina Fey.
Yeah, man.
You know? She's a boss.
Saturday Night Live alum as an actress. Mm-hmm. She's a Saturday Night Live alum writer.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the dream job for a comedian, is to be a writer on Saturday Night Live. Then to take them to write 30 Rock,
30 Rock,
which is one of the greatest comedies I've ever seen in my life. And then to write The Incredible Kimmy Schmidt. Like, she knows, she's amazing. And
she discovered Donald Glover. Which, I mean, 30 Rock. I think that's where he started writing.
He was a writer on that 30 Rock.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So on top of all that, she's got a great eye for talent.
Yep. Again, I think this represents a new standard. Somebody, it's not just about the looks.
She's a perfect representative. I agree with you. She's a perfect representative of what it means to be successful and powerful.
Yeah, she's a power player in Hollywood. So, like, if somebody were to date her, you know, she'll be your sugar mama. She'll screw that guy.
I'm pretty sure she is. She's got like 3 kids.
Yeah. She's living the American dream right now.
But yeah, like, and even then, like, even her commercials are hilarious. Huh? And I swear to you, and excuse my language, I know people hate this word, but next time you see one of her Capital One commercials and she signs her signature, it looks like she's saying cunt.
She probably is. Yeah. She probably has that type of sense of humor. She's like, doing that.
Let's see if anyone notices that.
She laughs every time they yell cut. All right. And then next, Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett
Johansson. Yeah.
Get Joe. Mm-hmm. Get Joe.
So, between Ghost in the Shell and...
Was that any good?
I liked it.
It's okay.
I liked her.
I was very turned off by the whitewashing. I was very turned off by that.
You know what's funny, considering that, because you don't read the anime, I'm guessing, right?
No, I watched the
cartoon.
The cartoon.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Point percentage.
And it was based on the cartoon more than the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. That bothered me a little bit, but I've watched so much anime and so many characters look like white people in anime that it's hard for me to like.
Oh, well, for the record, the two of you could have debates about DBZ for like days.
Right? Really?
Yeah. Hmm? The two of you can have debates on DBZ for days about that.
Oh.
The cartoon DBZ.
Hmm? They just like the show. All they do is talk for days.
I can't even argue.
That's why I can't watch the show.
Next.
It's like, you know, Dragon Ball Z was like, you know what I thought about? Dragon Ball Z was like the Wonder Years almost. You know how there was this inner dialogue throughout the whole show?
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, it's powerless.
What would you do if you have to fight Majin Buu? Would you go Super Saiyan?
On me.
Like, there'll just be this dialogue.
Give me your spirit, throw a ball.
Like, one punch for 3 episodes.
Yeah, like, because there'll just be this dialogue where you just hear their thoughts, and they're like, oh my god. He's like, his power level is like, oh.
So good.
I'm like, why is this show like this?
One episode, he's just charging up.
Anyways.
All right.
Continue.
All right, so I'm going to go, you know, for the interest of time, I'm going to go to...
You're fine. You're fine on time. But I have a question. When was the first time you guys saw, like, Scarlett Johansson? You were like, damn.
That's a good question.
She was young. What movie was it? Hold on.
Yeah, I gotta look this up.
I got an IMDb here. What was that?
Excuse me. You know, while you're doing that, give me the next one of Wasabi. All
right.
I'll come back to that.
So, Gabrielle Union.
Interesting.
I just put her on there because I think she's a classic beauty. She's beautiful. And I saw a movie with her the other day. I forgot the name of it. It's on Netflix. And I'm watching it with my wife, and I'm looking. I'm like, "Gabriel,
we didn't watch that. She told me it was actually pretty good."
It's like a black. With
Being Married, huh?
Yeah.
It's like a Christmas.
It is.
All right. So I'm watching. I'm talking to my wife. I'm like, "Gabriel Union is a beautiful, beautiful woman, and she also eats the groceries." So I guess
she's got. I think we might have mentioned this on the last pod, but she gets extra points for me just because. She still remains a very strong female who stands by her man.
And when she gets interviewed too, like when they talk to her outside of roles, and they talk to her about things like politics and like relationships.
Did you hear her comments about black movies and stuff like that?
I did not know.
She mentioned how like black females in general are treated when it comes to like major roles. It was like Girls Trip was like, it wasn't a good movie. It was a good black female movie. It was like, even though it was like a blockbuster that made a ton of money, it was like, oh, that's so cute. You did really good. And I was like, I like the fact that she's like, fuck it, this is me.
And that's it. She's so, like, especially for today's age, like, we need to see, you know, strong, beautiful women speaking up and talking about these things. She's on my list for that. All right. Next, we have Janelle Monáe.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Great singer. Great dancer. Great live.
Not a bad rapper either.
Not a bad rapper. Super cute.
Has her own style. Doesn't adjust her style to fit with anybody else either.
And again, she's a boss. I think she owns her own record label. She has that guy, Jadenna.
Classic man.
Classic man. So she makes...
She's she's great at what she's really, really good at what she does. And I like the fact that she's her own person. She was amazing in fuck, what was the name of that movie? Hidden Figures.
Yes. She was one of the super smart mathematicians.
And she was great. And she was great in that. But every time, she's one of those few people when it's like, she's like Queen Latifah. Like, when Queen Latifah was rapping, she was good. Mm. She was a pioneer when it came to like women in hip hop. Then she started singing. I'm like, oh shit, she can sing too. Oh shit, she can do Broadway. Oh shit, she can act.
Yep.
It's exactly. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's Janelle Monáe. It's like, you give her something to do, and she'll do it, and she'll be amazing at it.
She does that. And talking about a great actor, super cute, super smart, Lupita Nyong'o.
Lupita Nyong'o. I like that, and I've said this before, and I say it all the time, fuck Gilbert Arenas and his opinion on dark-skinned women.
First off, fuck Gilbert Arenas and the Click Key Games.
For real. Because I like the fact that when, to quote a great philosopher, when they go low, we go high. She didn't stoop down to his level to insult him or anything like that. She was just like, she basically was like, whatever, but they kept a smile on her face. So shout out to her. And she's going to be amazing in Black Panther.
All right. Exactly. Her being in Black Panther puts her further down on the list than she would have been without it. And then finally, this is my number one. So none of these were in order, but this is my definite, definite number one. I kind of breezed through these to get to this young lady.
It's Bea Arthur.
It's definitely Bea Arthur.
Betty White.
Let me tell you something about old, tall, white ladies. All right.
Old Strange.
Rihanna, a.k.a. Thickana.
Hi, Thickana.
Yo.
I'm shocked she wasn't on your list, right?
I was doing the underrated.
I think she's underrated.
No. Well, my plan is Rihanna's looks underrated.
In terms, like, especially now.
A lot of people hate on Rihanna, man. They do.
Man, we were calling her Arthur from American Dad for years.
Oh, she can't sing. Like,
I only did that to mess with him, though. I didn't really mean it.
All right, here's all the points.
Umbrella.
This is my Rihanna.
Serios. Serios cantos.
One, I'm a fat boy.
Right? She looks like she can throw down in the kitchen.
If she can't throw down in the kitchen, her grandmother, her aunt, can make some...
Honduran?
No, it's Beijing.
Beijing. Shit, that's what I'm saying. I had the flag in my head, too.
Some bacon shark or whatever. Man,
she's sitting in her underwear singing work and she's making music.
And she's making music.
Right. I'll be right back.
Man, listen.
Yeah, she's like, what do you mean looking at my shit? This isn't for public consumption, man. Alright, so I wanted to throw some honorable mentions that
how do you have honorable mentions for his list?
No, just in general, just like again. I went to the audience, trying to get more than fucking 7 people listening to this goddamn thing. Someone I'm shocked, and I'm pretty sure if I would have did your top 10 or 20 list, she'd have been on your list. So, but I'll say it for you. Okay. Hoops.
Oh yeah.
Hoops of Shaq Shame. Mm-hmm. Fame.
Mm-hmm. Shame. Wow.
Shame. That might be even worse.
Shame. So I gotta give her. Props to her. I have a question for you guys. Megan Fox.
No.
We all beat away Megan Fox?
I think she's gorgeous.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't expect that from you. Well,
I do.
I didn't expect you to be one.
I think she's gorgeous.
She's
not really checking for her, but every time I see her, she looks amazing. So.
I liked her Jennifer's body.
Yeah, she was hot Jennifer's body.
She was what?
Jennifer's body, the movie.
Oh, okay. That was a horror, right?
Who else we got? Okay. Who else we got? Dude, you'll appreciate this one.
You're not messing with Mazda.
My bad, dog. I'm sorry.
My bad, dog.
I lost my last name already. Ruby...
Huxtable?
Ruby Rose.
Yeah.
Ruby Rose. Ooh.
Something about that girl.
Orange is the New Black with all the tattoos.
Did you see John Wick 2?
Huh?
Did you see John Wick 2?
Yes.
She was the one who didn't speak.
Oh, with the shortcut? Yeah, she's beautiful.
Something about that girl, man.
My homegirl, Erin, who I think she still works for Comicopia. Monica Bellucci, does anyone know who that is?
From The Matrix?
Oh shit.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. She's mad. Nice.
The Merle Vengeance.
Here's a good one for you guys. Iman.
So if we're gonna put Iman on this list, does that mean we put Sade as well?
Oh,
I mean,
get away from LaBelle. He brought up Sade. He's gonna spray on everybody.
Wait. Oh. This is highly inappropriate.
Y'all talk later. So, Lauren, my homegirl Lauren, she brought up a bunch of people. So, my homegirl Lauren, she brought up a bunch of people. Tessa Thompson, which she brought up.
Growl.
Yeah, trying to bring up the names we haven't brought up. Merrick Brown brought that up. Rebecca Romaine. How about we bring up Rebecca Romaine? She'd
be on my top 50 list. She would be on my top 10 list.
But it was funny because she brought up a bunch of like random names that like some of them I don't know. Maybe you guys don't know. Fan Bing Bing.
Oh, I know who that is. She Chinese, very skinny. She's pretty good. Yeah.
Amanda Stenberg, Brooke Shields.
I know Brooke Shields.
That's classic right there. Classic beauty.
Elizabeth Taylor.
I left her at Blue Lagoon.
Sophie Turner.
Yep.
Ellen Page.
Sophie Turner, Jean Grey.
Ellen Page.
I like Ellen Page.
She was something pregnant.
Juno. Key Pride and X3.
Yeah, you're right.
Something about her just is very attractive for some reason. I think it's an attitude thing. She essentially plays the same character in everything she's in. So
she was hilarious in Juno. Winona Ryder.
My hamburger phone was ringing. What was it? Hot dog. I forget.
Hamburger phone. Trying to find anybody else. Oh yeah, so my buddy Nathan, he brought up Jennifer Lawrence. And the soon-to-be princess Meghan M something.
Yes.
Meghan Markle.
Huh? Yes.
She's actually very, very fly.
She locked down some British royalty. That's like backwards colonialism.
That takes skill.
Yeah. She's making up for like centuries of just British rule over Africa. That's beautiful.
And my cousin brought up some good ones. Grace Jones, Queen Latifah. And an underrated one, the Brat.
Yes.
That's MC Lisa Light. Ray's sister, yes. By the way.
Yep. Huh?
Lisa Ray's sister.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're
half sisters, yep.
I see it now. Michelle Negos Casella, I can't pronounce this to save my life.
Michelle
N-D-E-G-E-O-C-E-L-L-R.
I don't remember what she looks like.
Kate Beckinson, my homegirl Amanda.
Oh my God, Kate Beckinson.
My homegirl Amanda brings up Kate Beckinsale, Kate Upton, Stacey Dash, rest in peace. rest in peace to Stacey Dash. She's in a sunken place right now, trying to get out.
She's still pretty attractive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yo, so Lauren, the girl in the States, she goes, Stacey Dash looks like an elbow.
Well, can I add something to the...
Well, and then her last one was a good one. She brought up, fuck, I lost it, but it crept. She looked like an elbow. Fuck, I lost it.
I'm sorry, but these crazy off-brand ways of describing people is hilarious. Like how everybody looks like a toe now. Like you said, Steph Curry looks like a toe.
and last but not least, Shakira.
Yeah.
Shakira, yeah. Her hips don't lie.
Uh-uh. Yeah, so go ahead.
No, I was gonna say to add to that extra list we have. What do you guys think about Melissa Benoist? She plays Supergirl.
Bella Quinones.
What?
There's a Q in their name.
Oh yeah,
there's a Q in there.
Is there a Q?
I thought there was a Q in there.
No.
Nah. But yeah, she's smoking hot. Yeah,
who's the woman who plays Hot Girl?
I don't know her name, but
she's
pretty hot. What about the girl from Heroes? The blonde chick.
Oh,
Panettiere.
Let's just, so everyone hears it. Her name is what?
Glaze on the face.
Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah. What?
Hayden Panettiere. Yeah.
Okay.
Glaze on the face.
She's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. DM me if you want to know what that means. But no, so yeah. All right, so Super Bowl Kobe's got to go.
Oh, okay.
I'll I'll text you the pictures.
All right.
Before you run out the door, since you mentioned Supergirl, I'm guessing you watched the Arrowverse. Felicity.
Yo, can I redo my list? Yo, she's number one.
She is the most attractive person in an entire universe. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned.
All right, so we'll do this again.
Yeah. Felicity, look up Felicity Smoke Arrowverse.
I got him. Well, I am looking up. I'll find one.
So yeah, I'll start a text thread for us, and we'll definitely have to do this again. All
right.
And whatnot. So we'll figure this out from there.
Gotta buy a Christmas tree.
If you want to grab some wings on the way out, just grab some wings on the way out.
You have me
aluminum, right? Aluminum foils under the I'm still recording this. Aluminum foils under the stove. So just grab some shit. Alright, Diddy. So Diddy, we're doing I charged Diddy with the hottest wrestlers of all time.
See now.
You have any honorable mentions?
You're gonna be really, really mad at me when I tell you. There's one person
Molly Holly.
Yeah. So here's the thing. This coming up with this list was extremely difficult for me. Because there are certain women that I find that there's one thing about that I love, uh-huh. But you know, if you look at the in totality, they don't really rate as far as you know all the rest of women are concerned. So as far as my honorable mentions are concerned, you're gonna be mad at this one, and it's not Molly Holly. Can you tell with my face?
Is it Trish Stratus?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's Trish Stratus! You are killing me.
I gotta see photos. I had to see photos of all of them.
I sent you Trish Stratus was the one with the pink and the shaking.
No, I'll pass on this.
Is it because of how she's aged?
No, it's not even that. It's just she's like your top three. I think she's nice. Hot, yeah. But she's not. She's never really been like
really. I didn't know that.
Like at the time period where she was hot, you know what I'm saying? In the WWE, she was it. She was like it was her and Molly Holly. That was it. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Stacey Keebler.
But now,
considering the evolution,
there's a lot.
Yeah,
I'll give you that. So you're really gonna be mad at everybody you hear on my
probably not. We tend to agree on a lot of.
I'm gonna try to burn through these though because I think it's gonna be more interesting. Mentions. Yeah, it's gonna be more interesting to talk about the people who are actually on the list. So Trish Stratus, honorable mention. Stacey Keebler,
honorable mention. Yeah.
Tori Wilson, honorable mention. Molly Holly. That was probably the hardest. While I'm saying this, because you sent him like text him a picture of these women.
Absolutely.
Molly Holly is probably the hardest omission for me because I fucking love her. But as a whole, we're not really rating people based on personality here. So kind of had to brush her aside. That said, let's get down to the actual list. Now my list. I managed to get it down to 25. And then it took a lot of energy to get it down. I actually did end up getting it down to 10. And Trish Stratus was the last person I bumped off the list to get it down to 10. I know you said it didn't matter, but I wanted to work in the constraints of what you originally said.
Yeah.
So in no particular order, the only person that's going to be in order is the number one. So you know, don't get mad at me here. So I'll start off with AJ Lee.
I'm actually shocked that you didn't put her higher on your list.
Well, no, the only person that's ranked is number one.
Yeah.
So it's not, these people aren't in order. I'm not saying that she's number 10.
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
So AJ Lee is the first.
Oh, man.
The first.
That's what I'm trying to love, Stacey Keebler.
Yeah.
See, I'm pretty sure it was actually hard to take her off that list, wasn't it?
You have no idea. Dropping it from 25 to 10 was difficult as fuck.
We can do a top 25 this year, like one day though.
We can definitely.
You gotta put your AJ Lee for.
Yeah, I have everybody on my list. I have a photo of that I can show the Grace since he doesn't know who they are. So, AJ Lee Mendez, CM Punk's wife. She is not just she for her for me as far as she's concerned. She's not just beautiful, but her story makes her even that much more attractive.
New York Times bestseller, right?
Yeah, that much more attractive to me. She's has bipolar disorder. She has a lot of things going on. I like crazy. I've been fucking crazy for many, many years.
I don't like crazy.
Now.
No.
It's not intentional. It just kind of always works out.
I've dabbled in crazy and I'm all set.
It's never intentional. Trust me. There's different levels of crazy, by the way.
Yeah, I know. There's crazy, definitely different levels of crazy.
So.
I don't like any type of crazy.
I'm currently married to crazy. So that's the thing. So the first thing I'm showing on this is AJ Lee. Just watching her skip down to the ring is like ultimate hard-on material for me. I don't know what it is about that, but it just does it.
It's a sweet innocent, and then it was just like, oh, hi, I'm gonna cut your throat.
Next on the list, and I couldn't not put her on the list. She's a fairly newer face, but
Becky Lynch.
No. I could not put her on the list. She's a newer face, but she might be the most beautiful person in the WWE right now. Lana.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I got you, Greg. Come down, I got you.
Yeah.
I was while you guys were going through your list, I was trying to find the best bitches to best represent these women, especially for you, Greg.
Oh my god.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the
Russian former ballerina.
Yeah.
Wow.
Actress. Talented, actually really talented actress too at that.
Studying kickboxing. Married to the Bulgarian brute. You want to hold on to this for a minute?
I'm good.
The Bulgarian brute.
You can Google AJ Perry nude.
She is not a very good wrestler, but she is extremely
attractive. But one thing I did about it, she may not be a very good wrestler.
She's trying.
She actually gives an effort to do
she's
it.
She's trying.
And like, she looks like she wants to actually like, go in there and like she wants to be better. Yeah. And I appreciate the hell out of it. I appreciate hard work. And you could tell like she keeps getting better.
Mm-hmm. And she is fucking stunning.
Mm-hmm. And she's funny.
Mm-hmm. Next person on my list is a personal favorite of mine.
Hold on.
PBS. Can't wrestle work for shit.
China?
No. That's your name. Can't wrestle for shit?
No. Former champion, but not a very good wrestler.
Ooh. Is that dude man?
No. Rumored to have had relations with a lot of people in backstage.
JoJo?
No.
Ooh. Oh, Kelly.
Kelly.
Barbie Blank. I'm actually sorry she's not your number one.
She used to be.
I prefer Lana over her, man.
Yeah, used to be is the key word. You said she's dropped. This is another reason.
There's so much talent.
I'm so fucking happy that you didn't say that we had to actually rank these in order.
Oh, I knew better. I absolutely knew better.
My head would fucking explode if I had.
I'm giving you the option to rank them at from 25 now because we'll do it next month. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do it like now within a week. Absolutely not.
Kelly is. She might have the most pure good looks that I've ever seen in the wrestling business. Just, there's no alteration as far as the face is concerned. I'm not talking about her boobs, obviously. Even her boobs look natural. That's the angle there. She is fucking stunning.
Yeah.
She kind of seems like she's dumber than a bag of rocks, but that's neither handle there. That's not what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Okay, next on the list, and I know you're going to appreciate this one. Gail Kim.
Yeah, Gail Kim is fucking banging. I know you're not...
She's beautiful.
Yeah. Like, and it's. I don't know much about her personality, but I just know that like her in-ring style, her in-ring work was amazing. Like their first night on the main roster, she won the world title.
She's probably top five all-time female wrestlers.
Really? She's that good?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Why is she? Do you know why she left the WWE?
They didn't treat her well, and she just got fat up, and she eliminated her last night. Her last fight in WWE, she eliminated herself from a battle royal, walked backstage, and never came back.
That's funny.
She was that frustrated.
You know the funny thing about it is, considering what's going on now, they might allow her back. Just if she wanted to go back, she probably could go back just to like. I think she'd be a great asset.
Right? I don't think she was there long enough. She didn't make enough of an impact that her going back there would mean anything.
No, but her tenure elsewhere, though, I think.
Yeah, but how many people watch TNA?
We don't watch it.
I watched it.
Well, you have to.
I used to actually watch the show.
But the Darhard would actually watch
that's
it.
That's her home. Our home is DNA.
Really?
Like, that's her home. That she was there for like fucking 12 years.
Oh, that sounds like a really dumb question. So was she like the Trish Stratus of TNA?
That's not a dumb question, and I would say so.
Okay, so it makes sense for her not to go anywhere.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah.
Okay. next person. Again, this is in no particular order. Layla L.
Who's Layla L?
You remember Layla?
Oh, yeah, I remember Layla.
Again, can't wrestle worth a damn, but oh my god.
She was a great ballet. She was a great ballet.
Uh-huh. Nice. From a Miami Heat cheerleader.
She was a woman's champion
as
well. But you know what it was? She wasn't a great wrestler, but she was a great personality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was great at what she did. Just cutting herself to your own thing. But like, yeah, she's insanely attractive. She was great with William Regal. She was great with Maurice, was it?
No, it was her and Michelle McCool.
Michelle McCool.
They were LA Cool. They were
dual
tag team, a dual women's champion.
So, like, yeah, she was great at what she did. She may not have been a great wrestler, but she was great at what she was really good at, she was great at.
Agreed. And to this day, I don't know what the fuck nationality she is. I know she has an English accent. She has African-American features. And like bronze skin, like that's
so she's probably West Indian.
Fucking perfect. almost the definition of perfection as far as she's concerned. That fucking accent, oh my god.
I love when her and Regal were together. Mm-hmm. And Regal was sitting on the throne like, what you gonna do about it? And she's just saying, yeah.
Next on the list, this is a newer wrestler that whose name a lot of people probably won't know. But if you check out the Mae Young Classic, you can see her in action.
Favorite name.
I am fucking in love with this woman, but that's neither here nor there. Toni Storm.
Yep, Toni Storm's
You can't be an attractive Caucasian, well, she's like Australian, but attractive Caucasian woman who has an ass like a black chick. You can't beat that. It's really like the best of both worlds. You treat them like shit, but when you bend them over, when you bend them over, it's like you're back in the hood. It even out.
The views of Diddy do not represent the views of the old man we show.
Don't be a pussy.
Jesus Christ, we have to say that every... I feel like I say that every episode.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's her IG?
Tori's.
Toni Storm?
Toni Storm, G-O-N-I.
I believe it's just Toni Storm. Okay. Next on the list, this is...
You couldn't wait to bring up Toni Storm, could you?
I couldn't. I was giddy.
Like, you kept looking at me going, Toni Storm, Toni Storm.
I spent the majority of the time looking at me with Toni Storm.
Toni Storm makes you feel she's got the warmest cat with the hardest teeth.
She got the biggest ass in a hard ass steel. Next on the list is one of my personal favorites.
Sasha Banks?
Nope. She didn't make the list.
What?
Yeah. She got omitted. Top 25. It has to be a top 25. Dude, listen, if you look at the list that I'm going down,
I see where you're going with it.
But neither here nor there. This is a personal favorite of myself, Old Man Wade, and Reverend Sweetbreads.
Shout out to Reverend Sweetbread.
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch is fucking bad. And like, she looks like
she's a fucking total goofball. Yeah. And that just adds to the sexy.
Yeah. Like, for the listeners out there, she, I don't think it's on, I think it was just one of like WWE stories, but she was running around, SmackDown's color is blue, and so she was still in character running around backstage going, Team Blue needs water! Team Blue needs this! She's
the captain of the SmackDown women's team.
And like her interview on, she did one with Jericho and Stone Cold, right?
I don't know about Stone Cold. Definitely Jericho.
Yeah, she was talking about her time as a stewardess. Stewardess? That's the political correct term? Stewardess?
Yeah.
Flight attendant. She was time as a flight attendant, her time as a model. And again, like, she actually looks like she gives a shit about her business. Like, she actually cares about actually becoming a better wrestler.
The thing about Becky Lynch, even though we're not talking about why we respect them, but one of the things I respect about her is the fact that she utterly refuses. She put her foot down. She refuses to have anything to do with Total Divas.
Really?
She wants nothing to do with that fucking show.
Shit, that just added, like, so much more to her.
Like, this dude, I was listening to a podcast the other day, Wrestling Soup, shout out. They were talking about how if you see her, if she's in the background of a shot, if you see her and notice that there's a camera, she will turn her back. She doesn't want anything to do with that stupid ass show.
Can you imagine her trying to be around during the, like, the women's era when it was, like, pillow fights and shit like that?
She wouldn't have made it.
Yeah.
She would have never even took the steps to be a wrestler.
I feel like she would have taken a giant shit in the little ring and then left.
The dude on the podcast was like, yeah, you know why that is, right? The other day I was like, who was like, you know, she has that funny thing. What's it called? Self-respect.
Oh, that's great.
All right. So next up is one of your personal favorites and your wife's personal favorites, Trinity Fatu.
Oh, yeah.
Or Naomi.
Yeah.
No, we
have said many a stage.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have said, do you know the picture with the white dress with her like hands up, rocket dancing? Uh-huh.
Oh,
you know, the funny thing about her is she's funny as hell. And again, I say this often, stands by her man, but she calls him out on his bullshit. Mm-hmm. So when he's acting stupid, she's like, no, you're acting like a fucking asshole.
Sweet as pie.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And she has gotten... You ever see someone who starts from nothing and then like you slowly see them get better and better and better?
Mm-hmm.
That's her. Like, she was not a good wrestler. She was just athletic. But she found a way to go from just an athletic wrestler to probably one of the best 10 in the WWE right now. Mm-hmm. Female wrestlers right now. And she's going to continue to get better. That's the other thing, because she doesn't look like she's ever satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I got to give her props on that, too. She's always in the gym, always perfecting her body, and, like, just still being, but not... excuse me. Yeah, but even like on Total Divas, like she won't compromise who she is. Mm-hmm. So
that's
like,
why she got kind of sort of kicked off the show at one point.
Yeah,
because she's kind of sort of on it, but not really.
Yeah, like she's just like, I'm not gonna be one of those catty females who talk shit about her husband or talk shit about this. Like that's just not her thing, and I love that about her.
So, all right, so I only have two left on my list. Can you guess who the next person is?
I can't even. I have no idea. Trinity wasn't number one. I'm confused.
Hopefully, actually, I don't give a fuck if you agree or not. But when you see who number one is, I think you'll understand. Number two, I guess technically, I'll say that these last two are actually ranked. JoJo Offerman.
Oh my god, yes. JoJo, I understand. I'm curious to know who's number one is if JoJo's fucking number two.
Mm-hmm. Cosign.
Yeah.
I don't know about her personality. I just know she's got a banging ass body.
Naive as fuck. If that means anything to you.
No.
She's like fucking 20 or something like that.
She's a 21. She's a 20 year old. She's a 20, 21 year old.
And I believe she's fucking Bray Wyatt right now, but that's neither here nor there. So, I'm not going to spend too much time talking about JoJo and the best ass in wrestling. Yes, I think her ass is better than Naomi's, but that's another conversation. That's another argument.
You don't have to have the debate about that. I agree.
Okay. So, it was really, really difficult for me to choose a number one.
Well, now, before you get into that, yes. When you made your number one, was your number one based on your personal opinion, or were you being unbiased?
What's the difference?
You can, the most attractive female to me, my number one, mm-hmm. is Rosario Dawson. Rosario Dawson is my number one. Yeah. But if I had to go unbiased, I'd say Salma Hayek.
Well, yeah, if that was the case, like, my other one would probably be like Nikki James or something like that. And she's not even on this list.
It was chopped the hell out of me.
She got bumped.
I don't know Nikki James being number one, though.
I use it as an example.
No, I'm just shocked that, like, Nikki James being number one, though.
It was just an example. I'm not saying that she would actually be my number one.
Yeah.
But this is unbiased opinion, not based on my personal, you know, whatever. Brandi Rhodes is my number one.
I saw that on there, and I can't even...
Can you argue this? Look at that! That is fucking perfection. Complete and utter perfection. And you say one of your drawing points is riding for your man. Like, Cody left, she was right behind him. Where he goes, she goes. Mm-hmm. And she's one thing I respect about her is she's trying to carve her own path. One of the reasons why she didn't stay in the WWE is because she wanted to wrestle and they wouldn't let her.
So she was a ring announcer, right?
Yeah. She they wouldn't let her. Now she's doing independent bookings and stuff like that. She wrestled a match not too long ago where she got fucking suplexed into thumbtacks. She's serious about wanting to be a wrestler. Anytime you allow somebody to fucking suplex you into fucking thumbtacks, you clearly are serious about your quote unquote art. So I respect that, but if you look at
Google her, man. She's absolutely gorgeous.
I can't even put into words how attractive this one. It's uncomfortable how attractive she is as far as I'm concerned. If that makes sense.
It does. It absolutely does. I got nothing, man. I can't debate any of that. So I got some crowd participation from Duke, and they're on a wrestling crew, and I had someone crew called Lo Shirai.
I don't remember that.
Her name is L-O, two word, L-O, the next word is S-H-I-R-A-I, because I know a lot of you probably don't watch wrestling. The Magnificent Mimi Lesios? Lesios?
I don't even know who that is.
Mimi Lesios?
I don't know who that is.
I have no idea who this is either. Mimi Lesios? Greg, I didn't expect you to know. Just showing me the picture. Apparently someone called April Hunter. And Rudy Gonzalez get his, which, you know, when you see here.
What did he go with, Missy Hyatt?
Sable, April, Trish, Ivory, and Sherry. Sherry's a good choice. Like, I've seen her, like, in her prime. I'm like, okay. One good one was Medusa. But she lost her appeal after she stopped being a Lunder Blaze. But yeah, so, like, you know, that's pretty much how that goes. Like, I don't think anyone else really had any, like, anything that was like kind of like groundbreaking. And I'm trying to think if there's anybody else that we may have forgotten that wasn't, like, you brought up Mickie James, I also think should get an honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not a popular choice among, like, a lot of us, but I think that Mercedes Martinez. Mm. Should get an honorable mention. I think she's absolutely beautiful. Tattoos, anger, and fucking like intensity and all. I think she's absolutely gorgeous. So yeah, man. That's that. So yeah. So for Greg, what was your number one again? Tanya.
Mine was. I'm gonna say yeah. I really liked Teyana Taylor.
Teyana Taylor, and then yeah. Your number one was.
Brady Rhodes.
Huh?
Brady Rhodes.
Brady Rhodes. Mine was Selma Hayek, and Javi's was Rihanna. Yep. Rihanna. So yeah, I'll post some pictures. Let me know who you thought the number one is, and I'll announce it on there. Thank everyone for participating. I want to thank Javi, who's went to go do his Thug Dizzo. Just Greg, for coming in here and doing his thing, promote world peace. And also, Newman S. Diddy, thank you for coming in and doing your Thug Dizzo. Diddy, give it to me.
Damn it, Wade!